From scratch.
Welcome to another From Scratch, and in reversed format this time. My name is Nigel Payne.
And my name is Martin Cousins.
And we want to talk about video today. That's it. One single sole focus. Martin's been reading some research about the evolution of video. He's going to tell us something about it. So, video, Martin, what's going on?
In the media section, Mary Meeker, Internet Trends Report 2016, it tells this incredible story of where we've come from and where we are now on video. And she makes some interesting numbers, which you can talk about. But I like the story of evolution, which looks a bit like this. So it was television, which was what they call live linear, which they describe as tune in or miss out, which I think we, you know, some of us of a certain age are very familiar with. Then there was
familiar with tune in dropout, I think it was.
You really are showing your age. And then there was on demand. So 1999, Netflix, you know, that's when we could start that streaming approach to TV. And then there was what they're calling semi-live, which is in 2013, Snapchat stories, which was tune in within 24 hours or miss out. So it's gone from tune in or miss out to a bit more time around it. Streaming, interestingly, was always watch on your own terms. And now we've got to this kind of what they call real live video, which is sort of Periscope, Facebook Live, even YouTube Live, when you can tune in and watch on your own terms. This is all being powered by the advances in hardware. So we've now able to do all this, have all that bandwidth, do this on phones. So that's kind of the big picture, really. That's this interesting evolution of video.
So it's gone from, if you look at it in terms of hardware, it's gone from big, heavy boxes that you can't move, that sit in the corner of the room, to light devices which are in your pocket. So that determines, in a way, the shape of what you can do. You can't carry around a TV to do live broadcasts. Would be impossible, and you can't get TV quality on a telephone, but you can get immediacy and drama. So I think that's very interesting, and people haven't really woken up to the possible. Not many people have woken up to the possibilities of Facebook Live and Periscope, because you can imagine in a learning program, if you set people tasks, you could ask them to show you how they've done those tasks, ask them to demonstrate live. You could ask them to interview people live rather than capture it, edit it, package it. You know, so you get a kind of raw immediacy, which brings the real world slightly closer, I think. So it is interesting, but none of the other things have gone away, really. We still have the TV in the corner. We still watch Netflix, and we still do a bit of Snapchatting. But we've got, it's kind of like an additional dimension, not a replacement dimension.
Yeah, but I think the interesting thing for L&D in all of this is the scale of it. Because in this report, we're talking about the fact that there are 8 billion video views a day on Facebook and 10 billion a day on Snapchat. It is like the primary media on the web. And I think that is really important. Because I take your point about the creation of it, but actually this is how people want to soak up information. And it's really powerful, because if you unpick video, you know that in a minute you can say 300 words. So you can read 300 words, or you can get across very complex ideas very simply in video. And you can learn an awful lot from just asking someone something and getting them to answer you on camera. You know, so it is really powerful. And I think, Pete, I think you're right in this idea that I think organisations are only just beginning to wake up to the potential of it. It's hugely important.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think so. I think so. And I think you say people are beginning to wake up. You know, I'd be very interested to see a year or two down the line when all of this becomes embedded into systems and programs. It's not just a one-off, you know, interesting marginal addition, but something that is absolutely core to the way we think about sharing our knowledge or sharing our insights or sharing what we do. So, you know, working out loud is literally working out loud. You can see, hear, touch, and almost feel. So There's something going on here. I agree with you. And the numbers are just staggering, aren't they? Absolutely staggering.
Organisations should seek some comfort in the fact that if people are getting more comfortable with video, then some of their processes can change. So, for example, recruitment is changing because you can now do video interviews and they don't have to be synchronous. You know, you can do the videos, and then you can pass the answer video, if you like, around different people in the organisation just to see what they think. So it becomes a far more efficient way and more powerful way of doing the interview process.
Yes,
it's just one small example. But for L&D, this idea of capturing what's going on and sharing that, it just seems to be like the obvious thing to do right now. So I would imagine it will become embedded.
I think so. I think on that happy note, we should embed ourselves and move on. Martin, it was good to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Nigel. From scratch.